This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
I'm Ron Subramanian.
We actually are going to take the next few weeks off. We'll be back with more of Shop Talk early in 2021. So I think it's a good idea to use today's program to talk about what we're hoping for in the world of journalism in 2021. Anything in particular stand out for you, Rajvi?
I think, you know, one of the things I've noticed this past year is technology has been a powerful force for us to reckon with. Because imagine so many people would have lost their jobs if not for the technology. I mean, students were able to Zoom in, people were able to work from home, and journalists were able to file the story from the comfort of their bedroom. All this was possible because of technology. So I think that's a great force to reckon with. But at the same time, we also need to, you know, put things in perspective. For instance, I've spent a big chunk of my time online every day. My screen time is about 12 to 15 hours every day. It's because of my work. It's because of I spend a lot of my time on social media. And again, I think that has been something that I have kind of come to kind of a realization that, you know, there are a lot of platforms. For instance, Twitch, gamers, it's become a kind of a, you know, haven for gamers and OnlyFans, haven for sex workers and entertainment people, and Cameo for celebrities, and Patreon for people who want to, you know, get into showcasing the skills, and Patreon for people to just to do anything that they want. So people are cashing in their skills online. I guess journalists are not a kind of an exception for this. I think a lot of journalists are also sharing their ideas through newsletters, through social media. So I think they are breaking away from the traditional model of working for a news organization, but rather associating themselves with a social media platform like YouTube or Substack or so many other platforms just to kind of, you know, make it a viable place to market themselves as well as to make their livelihood. That's my take.
I think that's a good take. The fact that we can report from home if need be, we've certainly discovered what we can do in an emergency in journalism, and I think that's been beneficial for journalists to know that if for some reason they can't make it into the office, there are still ways to file stories. Will?
I agree. I'll say that about technology. The pandemic did many things to augment and, maybe hurt our lives and our way of life. But it certainly pushed to the fore technology, pushed the way to which we still had to reach people. And journalists were still called upon to harness that technology and educators like we are and folks in other lines of work. We're able to see and still see it through, as hopefully we're seeing a light at the end of the tunnel with vaccines being introduced, hopefully soon, that we'll be able to emerge from this. But I think the technology for the sake of any communication has been extraordinary. And another thing I'd like to see that I think emerged during this time was, I think, journalists stepping above and beyond to find new stories in the face of a force of which we have a growing number of people who had really scrutinized the media for baseless reasons. Of course, I'm referring to these accusations of false news that have perpetuated throughout the past 4 years. And what I think journalists have tried to do and have really stepped up and did this last election was try to be more transparent, try to be a little bit more accurate, trying to be more accessible, trying to be more cautious, especially I think election night showed us that as well. And I think we saw, I think our industry really take on some difficult topics, heady topics, a pandemic, social justice, an administration that was just so geared against the Fourth Estate that I think journalism rose to that challenge and really exposed things for what they have been. And I think we've seen some outstanding reporting in the face of, so much difficulty and challenges in the face of a pandemic. And I've got a little bit more hopeful and a little more optimistic about our industry for what it can do and what journalists have been able to accomplish in the face of this adversity. So I'm especially impressed by that as well.
Well, what I would like to see in the year ahead is a little is an improvement from the audience, too. I think we need greater media literacy in this country. People continue to believe things that are said by our president in which he presents no evidence. And I think that's part of the role of journalism is to fact check and present facts and information. And too many people are taking stuff on face value. And I think we need greater media literacy in this country. And I certainly hope we start to see some of that in the coming year.
I think it's a very important and a timely topic. The thing is, there are journalists who are striving to give the public the truth. At the same time, people also, as I told you earlier, people are trying to make money. And they are also holding on to these conspiracy theories and trying to kind of project these ideas. And people are ready to take it. And that's what really pains me, to see how people are so very naive to fall for all these, you know, stuff that people are just, you know, talking about some complete nonsense, and people fall for it. And I'm talking about not ordinary people. I'm talking about celebrities and people who've got a large following. When they fall for this trap, and when they project these ideas, and people tend to amplify these conspiracies to be true. And this is what really pains me. And as you just pointed out, you know, the people have to wake up. You know, people have to understand, why is this message being presented to me? Why is this message making me think or do certain ways? So these are some of the core concepts that we try to educate our students who are studying journalism and in college, just to be skeptical about all the information that's presented to them and be very careful. It doesn't matter what platform you're listening to. Any content that you're exposed to, please stop for a second and think back and tell yourself, why is this message being presented to me in this way? Why is this message making me react in this way? This is how you start actually accepting content. Because, you know, you see, Facebook and Twitter and other social media has become an easy platform for everyone to talk or write about anything that they want. And when people see this content, they fall for it. And this is what's really heartbreaking to see, that our country is, I mean, it's more divided than ever because of this kind of misinformation and false information. And we really need to, you know, gear up our audience, our news readers, our radio listeners, to be very skeptical about the information that's presented to them and not accept anything on the face value of it.
Maybe we need schools to put a renewed emphasis on civics and include a section about media literacy when they're teaching civics courses.
Yeah, absolutely. I was going to say, I think there needs to be more education, some more outreach, because I think we've seen here within recent time just the damage that a purposeful, intentional campaigns can do online, and how many people will believe that stuff. And I think that needs to be part of being a citizen, is just learning about media literacy, learning about the media, how it works, what goes into that, understanding some basic concepts of journalism, because we just can't continue going on this trajectory where we've been on for the recent few years.
I would also like to point out that, you know, there are so many journalists who have died in the past year. Almost 42 journalists across the world were killed. And recently, Iran executed a journalist, Zam, who was writing online about all the issues that that country was facing in. And he was captured in a nearby country, and then he was executed this past week. And it's really, very disturbing to see how people are getting killed for expressing their opinions. And this is still happening in 2020. And that's something that we also need to constantly remind ourselves. We are grateful for all the journalists who are putting their, you know, life just for giving us a right and truthful information. And I'm really reaching out to all the journalists who have, lost their lives, and also to the family and friends, that we have to continue what we are doing and strive to give the right and truthful information to the audience.
Well, I'm grateful that both of you have been available every week to participate in Shop Talk during the course of this past year. Happy holidays to both of you, and happy holidays to our listeners, too. And with that, we will wrap up Shop Talk for today and for the year. We'll be back early next year here at TSPR.org for more of Shop Talk.